from the Macomb Daily, a beat reporter for the Detroit Red Wings. Chuck Plinus joins us. Chuck, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Well, I'm healthier than the Red Wings right now. They're pretty banged up, especially to key guys, Chuck. We know what's happening with Zetterberg. Any update on the status of Datsyuk and Franzen?
Well, Datsyuk, I mean, surprisingly, I thought he looked better as the Olympics went on, which was good, because that first game I thought he looked like he was playing on one leg, like Babcock has said quite often. Franzen looks like he's going to be ready. He's just waiting to be cleared possibly by tomorrow to return from his concussion, but his concussion, it seems like it's going to be an ongoing thing with him, and because he didn't get hit the last time he had the setback. And then Steven Weiss is also close to returning from his sports hernia surgery.
Okay. Zetterberg out, you can't replace him, obviously, with one player, but who do you see as the guys that will step in and try to fill that void?
Well, Steven Weiss, I mean, they're hoping that Steven Weiss's offensive issues and woes to start the year were because of this sports hernia that he had. If he comes back healthy, he could step in and fill that role, or he can move down to the third line center. And if Franzen's able to return, he can fill that second center line spot too and move Datsyuk up to the top line.
They also
love the young guys too. I mean, Luke Glendening is a kid that's come in and really shined. They like Riley Sheehan a lot. So those kids have come in and done well, and they could also battle for time on the one of those top two lines.
Okay. When you look at Zetterberg's injury, Chuck, was he that banged up before the tournament? And really, maybe that was kind of just the final aggravation?
Yeah, he had been battling back problems all year. He missed two stints during the season. I think he missed a total of 9 or 12 games because of it twice. And he went over there, I think, a little unhealthy, and just, I mean, maybe the plane flight and the condensed schedule is not helping this team at all. I mean, last year they had the injury problems too, but it wasn't to their stars. This year the injury problems are happening to all their all-stars. And I think the condensed schedule has a lot to do with it. And I think him going over there and playing right away after a long flight don't think helped his back at all.
Chuck Plinus joins us talking Red Wings. They have not been in this position, Chuck, in almost two decades. Ken Holland's never been in this position. You're nearing the deadline. You're in a dogfight for the final playoff spot. The Red Wings have added pieces over the years. Some years they haven't because they've had a lot of depth. With the Zetterberg injury and them in such a dogfight, do you see them being willing to make a move to try to stay in the playoffs? Or are they just going to roll the dice and not sacrifice too much of the future?
I think they're not going to sacrifice much for the future. The emergence of these young kids, the Thomas Tatars, the Gustav Nyquist, the Glendening, the Sheehans, the Thomas Yurkos, these guys have really panned out and kept them where they're at. I mean, they're in the playoff hunt for a reason. It's because of those guys. I mean, there was a time this year where Datsyuk and Zetterberg were both out of lineup, and they were doing fairly well without them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to make any major move. If they make a major move, they're not going to give up a lot to do it. It might be a rental player, which is something that I need. And like Holland has said all along, if you get Weiss back healthy and if you get Datsyuk back healthy, I mean, it's like a move at the deadline already.
Yes.
To get those two back.
What do you think the odds are of Weiss being healthy?
He's looked good so far. He skated with the Plymouth Whalers for a little bit. Then he got a really bad flu, so he didn't skate for a week. He came back. He looks fine so far in practice now. He skipped going to play in the AHL for one game with the Griffins because he felt he wasn't ready. He wants to get banged around a little bit more in practice. So we'll know more tomorrow at practice and see if he'll be ready to be cleared to play either Wednesday in Montreal or Thursday in Ottawa.
Chuck Plinus joins us. Chuck, on the back end, obviously losing Nick Lidstrom a year ago hurt that team. Then you throw in Stewart and others. Nicholas Cronwall has stepped in and become the leader defensively. How has Brendan Smith played this year in your mind? I'm looking at his minutes is about 18 and a half. Is this guy, in your mind, ready to be a 20-plus minute a night defenseman very soon?
Honestly, I think it's been very spotty. I mean, he takes a lot of chances, and unless he's paired with someone like Cronwall, those chances sometimes end up in the back of the Wings net. It's happened a lot. He's gotten benched twice this year because of it. And he's come back and he's bounced back because of the benching and played a little bit better. I think he's on the cusp of being ready to be a 20-plus minute guy, but right now I think he's still making those young-looking mistakes, which is why a guy like Kyle Quincy, everybody slams him daily here, but his plus-minus is terrible, but he's a pretty steady defenseman. He's able to be paired with Brendan Smith to kind of, like, counteract his mistakes.
Yeah, and that's always a tough one, right? The inconsistency, we've seen it here in Edmonton of young defensemen, and it takes a long time. What about Jakob Kindle? Has he got any consistency in his game?
Again, he's another guy that finds himself on the bench. Brian Lashoff, who was a guy that was pegged to be the seventh defenseman on this team, has won a spot over Kindle, and then so Kindle has been sitting the last few games, and then he also got injured prior to the Olympic break with a slight MCL issue, but he should be back and healthy when the season starts back up on Wednesday, but he's fighting to get that sixth spot on the blue line.
And Chuck, the one player, Gustav Nyquist, has only played 33 games this season, but he's only two goals behind Henrik Zetterberg for the team lead. He really seems like a guy who's emerging and ready to take on a bigger role, or is he somebody who maybe they've wisely protected his minutes a little bit?
Well, there again, he was a guy that they, because of the salary cap, because of the numbers, and because they decided to re-sign Dan Cleary, which still a lot of people are scratching their heads over. He got sent back to the minors because he could get sent back to the minors and not have to clear waivers. They brought him back for the one game because of injuries, and he scored the two goals right off the bat, so they kind of had to keep him around. He's a very streaky player. He plays well on one of those top two lines, and he plays well with Henrik Zetterberg, which is going to be interesting to see how he performs without Zetterberg out there for the rest of the regular season.
And Mike Babcock, of course, comes off coaching a team full of all-stars. They did a great job, a dominating performance by Canada. Now he comes back in, and I've had Mike on the show, and he loves the challenge, he said, when they lost Nick Lidstrom, to see how you could coach. And he said it was tough early on getting used to it. How have you seen the evolution of Mike Babcock without a guy like Nick Lidstrom? What is he doing different with his back end?
Well, besides the back, I mean, he's trusting the young guys, which was not the Mike Babcock of old, like sort of having the Glendennings, the Sheehans, the kids that could never crack the lineup. Now they're playing quality minutes. They're killing penalties. He's got Brendan Smith at times killing penalties, but he's entrusting the young guys more now that you've lost the veterans on the back end.
Chuck, I appreciate the rundown. When you look at the Red Wings and injuries and the teams around them, do you think the 22-year streak stays intact, or will this be the end of that great run?
I think it'll stay intact. I think they'll find a way. If they get Howard playing back the way he started, he played last year, I think this team, especially with how weak some of the teams below them are, I think they'll definitely make the playoffs again this year.
Chuck, appreciate the rundown. Thanks for your time.
Anytime.